Welcome to the Healthy Relationship Secrets for Parents podcast, saving your relationship from parenthood. So the question is, how can we be great parents and have an amazing relationship at the same time? That's the question, and this podcast will provide the answers. This episode is for male partners. Since having kids, is the sex life in your marriage not where you want it to be right now? If so, listen to this. When this happens, what's the best way to go about this? What is the best way to go about having more sex? First of all, I just want to share that you're not alone. Kara Hoppe, who I interviewed on this show, talked about how couples often find themselves in, quote, the winter, unquote, in regards to their sex life. And let me share personally, Jess and I, we've been in the winter at times. And as of late, our second daughter is getting a bit older. So there's been some spring, so to speak, coming through the cracks. And what's worked for us is to first begin talking about it. And so for you, a male partner, I want you to journal or reflect on some of these questions. And some of these questions will require you to bring them up with your partner. What I'm getting at with the best way to go about having more sex is to first take a look at how you approach it. Are you demanding more? Are you blaming? Are you shaming? If so, those are not going to work. Going back to an interview I had with Nicole Colleen, she gave a really cool formula, which is patience minus pressure. So having patience without putting pressure on your partner equals pleasure. So that's the framework to go about having more sex, and may seem kind of paradoxical going about it this way, but we want to take a bigger picture approach. We're going for the long game, so to speak, in regards to having more sex. So for you, male partner, to reflect on is, what does sex mean to me? I think that's really important to write about, to think about. And the reason for this question, does having sex relate to your self-esteem? For example, sex means that, you know, I'm a good guy. Sex means that I have value. It could be. My mentor, Terry Real, he talks about how us males, it's culturally appropriate for us to have two feelings, and that is anger and lust. And the problem is that sucks, because that's only a part of us males. We're more than anger and lust. But when we're having sex, we could associate that a lot with our self-esteem. I don't know, but nevertheless, the question is, what does sex mean to me? And the next question that I want you to reflect on is, how do I handle rejection? Of course, we don't like rejection, but when we initiate sex, how do we handle it? Do I pout? Do I throw a fit? Again, do I blame or shame? And these things, although understandable, in the long run, are making it so we won't have more sex. And it's tough. But first, I think it's important to reflect on how we handle it. And when we do face rejection, one way of looking at this is that our partner is taking care of themselves. If we have a no, that's a good thing. That means our partner wants to be happy in a relationship. That means they're taking care of themselves. And the next thing is important. How do I define sex? Is it penetration? Is it simply cuddling naked? Is it oral sex? Whatever that is. And then the related question is, what could be an acceptable form of romance if sex is not in the cards right now? For example, maybe there's a young baby. Maybe your partner's hormones are just everywhere and sex is not even on the table. But hey, reflect on, is there any acceptable forms of romance that would be okay with you if it's not in the cards now? And is that simply being physically affectionate? Is it to be desired or both? First of all, let me speak on desired. Being a male, it's nice to feel desired. Well, I think being a male or female, it's nice to feel desired. But when our partner is in caretaker role, it is hard for them to be connected to their desire, if that makes any sense. And thus, since they're not connected to their desire, it's hard to quote unquote desire your partner sexually. Hey, they may desire you to help out a little bit more, to help with some chores here and there, which I think is great. But I just want to throw it out there. From my experience, being in caretaker role, being in let's keep this little human alive, it's hard to be connected to our sexual desire at times. So this next question I think is really important. So this is almost like the mindfulness approach to what's the best way to go about getting more sex. First, I think it's when the feeling and emotion of sexual desire comes up, how do I relate to it? Do I feed that desire with more sexual thoughts and fantasies? Or do I repress it? Or do I simply become aware and curious of it? The last one, from the wise adult perspective, from the wise adult parts of us, that's the best way to go about our inherent sexual desire. If we constantly feed it, that is kind of give more fuel to the fire, so to speak, by thinking about sexual fantasies and all that, we're not in the present moment. If we repress it, that's also not a good thing too, because we're repressing a part of us, a part of who we are. The middle way, so to speak, is can we simply become aware and curious of it? It's not good. It's not bad. And doing the mindfulness approach, can we breathe into it? Where do we feel it in our body? Also take note of being there with simple awareness. How long does it last? Is it 5 minutes, 20 minutes? But that's the mindful approach. And here's another question. What do I think are some reasons why my partner is less into sex now? What's the story I tell myself? And keep that part to yourself. But here's the interactive part. And ask them, but from the respectful, centered part of you. For me, sex is a great way to connect with you, dear. Is there anything I can do to make it so we can begin to have sex again? ? And then with that, let go of outcome. But let me share a little bit about this question. This question is collaborative. In a way, you are helping them help you. For example, is there anything that I can do to make it so we can begin to have sex again? You're not blaming. You're not demanding. You're not shaming. Also, you're being aware of your need. Hey, for me, sex is a great way to connect with you. So again, going back to that formula of patience minus pressure equals pleasure. But this is initiating the conversation about it. And I think it's a great first step. And if you're lucky enough that your partner does give you specifics of what you can do, do them. You know, that's a softball, so to speak. And also, too, if you can allow the space for asking your partner in a respectful way, how has being a mom changed how you relate to your body or something along that? If you can allow the space for her to share that with you, I think that can be a very, very fruitful discussion. But a caveat, this needs to be done in a respectful way, right? And the relationship needs to be in a good place to allow the trust and safety needed to ask and answer that question. And let me share from my personal experience, when my wife shared those two things for me, it provided more understanding, it provided more empathy for me, and it created the connection for her to share, hey, right now I'm not too into sex because of this. You know, it changed that story that I was telling myself. And it was a really cool exercise. So males, if you can allow space for your partner to answer that question, I think that can be a really good thing. And here's the last one. Can I grieve the fact that we may be in the winter regarding sex and appreciate what I'm currently getting and what we're working towards? That's a big question. But also, it's important to be aware of what we are getting and not just what we're not getting. In healthy relationships, they're full of these kind of micro disappointments. I got that from Terry Real. And so we're not going to get 100% of what we want all the time. So in those times where we're not getting 100% of what we want, can we grieve it? Can we be okay with it and appreciate what we are getting? So that's it. I hope it helps. Guys, reach out to me if this was helpful, if this sucks. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. Hey, if you like this, I would love for you to give us a review and share this with your friends and family members who could benefit from this information. Thank you so much for listening.